T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris Sims, former NFL quarterback, now doing awesome work as an analyst at Bleacher Report. And he's also the host of the Sims and Lefko podcast, joining Joe Lowendibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. What's up? How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much, as always, for your time. I'm going to kick it right off with the state of Texas and the city of Dallas. 2 days ago, Tony Romo comes out. He basically gives a concession speech, but in typical magnanimous fashion, Romo handles it with aplomb. And now the Cowboys are moving forward with Dak Prescott. So, have we seen the last of Tony Romo as a quarterback in Dallas? And if so, what's the best fit for him next season? Should he continue to play football?
Yeah, certainly. Okay, those are all good questions. I mean, first of all, yes, Tony Romo, I know the Dallas Cowboys pretty well. I'm pretty close to Jason Garrett. I've been around Tony Romo a lot in my life. I mean, they're true professionals. Everything you heard from Tony Romo, I mean, he handled it just the way I would have expected him to. He's very good at putting his ego to the side. Okay, big thing is here, I think there's two ways to look at it. Certainly, there's going to be some teams calling about Tony Romo once the season's over. There's no doubt about that. Jacksonville, the New York Jets, I mean, they're crazy if they don't call to see what the price is for a Tony Romo. And honestly, I don't think that you're going to have to trade anything truly crazy to get him for an aging veteran quarterback who's been hurt a lot, has a huge salary cap number, which will probably have to be talked about, you know, after the trade, as far as maybe a renegotiation. So that's certainly a possibility. I think the Jets and the Jags are the two teams I look at more than anybody and go, that would make a whole lot of sense. The other thing I'll say to you guys, and just knowing people down there in that situation, I wouldn't be shocked if Tony Romo stayed there and took a pay cut and maybe played as the backup quarterback for $12 million, $14 million, something like that. They're not paying Dak Prescott any money. If you're the Dallas Cowboys, you also have to look at it and go, you know what? We have a pretty good football team. Like, do we really want to trade away our backup quarterback and happen what happened last year in the 2015 season, where we don't have a good backup and our team totally falls apart? So I think that'll be part of the conversation as well. I do think Tony might be somewhat reluctant to want to leave Dallas. He's been there. He's really close with Jason Garrett. He's got great respects for the Jones family. So I really do think it's still a possibility he stays there and just becomes a backup. And if Prescott gets hurt or struggles playing football a little bit, then Tony Romo can come back in. But I think it could go either way there at this juncture.
I'm with you there, man, Chris. I was thinking the same thing. And if he was to take that second option that you said, hey, look, I want to be a backup, since he's beloved so much there, could he play another 3 years there as a backup?
I really do think so, yes. I mean, you know, he's still a gifted talent. I mean, you guys see that.
Sure,
I mean, Tony
sure.
Romo has been one of the greatest improvisers in football the last, you know, 10 years. So I do. I think he's one of the few franchise quarterbacks where I've told people here in the office that can, like, he can set his ego to the side and just go, you know what, I'm comfortable here in life. I want to win. I like being a part of this organization. I certainly think it's a possibility. I just don't think it's that crazy that he's back there. You know, you got to always look at it from the franchise standpoint. Why do you want to trade away a huge chip like that and
sure.
go, oh, we're just going to gamble it all on our starter being healthy, and if he gets hurt, then we're screwed and the season's over?
If he does decide to take his skills on the road, how about a team? I know everyone's looked at Denver. I know you mentioned those other teams, but how about a team like Miami? Is Tannehill just too expensive? They can't let him out of there, but I think Miami has a lot of talent. Tannehill, what do you think about that?
Well, listen, I like Tannehill. I know he's not like Aaron Rodgers or anything like that, but I think Tannehill, you know, let's give him a little time here. You see now, he's got an offensive line finally protecting him. He's got an offensive coach for the first time in his life. You know, they have somewhat of a weapons. Devontae Parker getting healthy on the outside. I mean, you guys saw that game against San Diego last week. Ryan Tannehill, you know, I know the defense made a lot of big plays, but Ryan Tannehill made a lot of big plays too, with the big post at the end of the half for the touchdown that keeps him in the game. Big bombs down the left sideline to Devontae Parker. I'm not giving up on Ryan Tannehill. I know he's not not perfect, but I do think he's getting better at the quarterback position, just naturally playing the game. And I think he does have very good physical ability. I really do. He's a good athlete, and he has a very strong arm. So I don't see that happening quite yet. I think Gase is all in on Tannehill, and he's going to try to make it work.
Former NFL quarterback Chris Sims joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Raiders and Texans Monday night in Mexico City. Houston's quarterback Brock Osweiler has struggled, to put it lightly. How long should Houston stick with a guy who's showing that maybe he doesn't have what it takes?
Yeah, well, he doesn't have what it takes. I'll just say that for you right now. I mean, come on. Why would you pay him $38 million in the first place? You can go back and watch my videos. I mean, I've been saying this. Brock Osweiler, you know, do we draft receivers who can't run? Because I don't like to play quarterbacks who can't throw. I don't even understand it. So, yeah, there's an issue there. There really is. And listen, they have a lot of pieces to be a really good football team, but I don't know where they turn. I thought Tom Savage, their backup quarterback, outplayed Brock Osweiler all preseason, and I really thought there was a chance we would see him. But I think what saved them, of course, is the Houston Texans are 6-3, and the biggest savior of all was the last two drives he had against the Colts in that Sunday night or Monday night game where they came back and won when they were down late in the fourth quarter. I think if that doesn't happen, we've already would have seen the switch made, but it's hard to make that switch when you're 6-3. But yeah, I just look at them and go, man, I can't really take them as a serious threat as a playoff team. Like, they might make the playoffs, but they're not going to make any runs. They're just too one-dimensional.
8-year NFL veteran. Now he's an NFL analyst at Bleacher Report and host of the Sims and Lefko podcast. Chris Sims joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What do you think the future holds for current 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick? Did he show some signs of improvement last week? Could he be picking up Chip's system to the point where maybe they bring him back next season? Or is he headed elsewhere? And if so, who would even be interested?
Yeah, well, that is a big question. This is about as tricky as it gets as far as what happens with this quarterback. First of all, I will say this. I do think Colin Kaepernick is getting better. There's no doubt about that. You could just see, first of all, he's just a better natural quarterback at the position than Blaine Gabbert. And the throwing the football has gotten better every week. I mean, he made a few plays that way last week. Of course, his running around is still impressive when he does break contain. So I do see marked improvements there. And also, I look at Colin Kaepernick again. And, I mean, come on. The 49ers offense is certainly nothing special. They don't do enough as far as schematically in the pass game. And there's nobody to be scared of as far as a pass threat either. So you got to give anybody who plays quarterback for the 49ers somewhat of the benefit of the doubt. But listen, I don't know. You know, this is where I fall into this conversation, or you guys tell me maybe a little bit. Low Neil can tell you too. I think the most of the NFL is truly right-wing, Republican, conservative, and they're truly disgusted and hate Colin Kaepernick for his kneeling of the national anthem. And I think the 49ers would have cut him if they could have.
True.
They were afraid of the backlash and all of that. And I think Colin Kaepernick is going to have to play like unbelievably amazing football down the stretch to maybe even be on a roster next year. When I talk to some of my coach friends around the NFL, I'm shocked at how much backlash I hear about Kaepernick, which I don't really understand. Listen, I wouldn't have taken that approach to kneel during the national anthem, but the fight is just. I could tell you that much. I've got too many black friends, been in too many situations where I've seen racist crap go on to say it doesn't exist. But I do think that's where – I'm just saying that. I don't know where the hell he goes, because I don't trust a lot of these owners and coaches to make the right decision there and block that out and just sign him truly for what he does on the football field.
I dropped the mic, Chris. Drop the mic. Dynamite. No, you're keeping it real, bro. Keeping it real.
All right.
Absolutely. Derek Carr, Chris, one more before we let you go. Not seeing a lot of national talk about Derek Carr potentially in the MVP race. What would it take for him to be able to get into that conversation with Tom Brady and others?
Well, he would have been my pick for MVP at the halfway point. I said that on Bleacher Report. I mean, he's the guy. I mean, you talk about a team that's 7-2, and six of those wins don't happen unless Derek Carr is unbelievable late in the fourth quarter, being the clutchest quarterback in football right now, and I would say being the best quarterback at improvising when nothing's there, other than Aaron Rodgers. I don't. You you tell me who's making more plays at the quarterback position than Derek Carr right now. I mean, he's a baller. He deserves to be in the conversation. I think the Tom Brady for MVP thing at the halfway point when I heard that was absolutely crazy. Brady is awesome. Don't get me wrong. He's played four freaking games at that point. So Derek Carr would be my pick. I just look at it and go, that defense hasn't played well. If they don't have Derek Carr and his gunslinging ability, and even within that gunslinging, he takes care of the football. There's no way the Raiders are where they are right now. I mean, there's just so many plays, whether it's the Ravens late in the fourth quarter or it's fourth and two against the Chargers and you throw a go route on the money. Who does that crap? Nobody. I mean, that's how unbelievable Derek Carr is playing right now. I agree with you. He's not getting enough credit nationally. That's what I hate when New England and Dallas are good. That's all anybody talks about is New England and Dallas, New England and Dallas. And they forget about little stories like Derek Carr, who is truly balling out right now, for lack of a better phrase.
8-year NFL vet doing tremendous work now at Bleacher Report as an NFL analyst. He also is the host of the Sims and Lefko podcast. Chris Sims with Joe Lowndes on 95.7 The Game. Chris, dynamite stuff. Thank you for being so generous with your time, and hopefully we can catch up again in the future.
Anytime, guys. Be good. Have a good weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.